It's 8:57, 77 degrees. Time to check the commodity markets quickly this morning with Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Markets offering a bit of a dead cat bounce there this Wednesday morning as we prepare to enter a period of expected extreme heat and possible crop stress. Currently have September corn 344.5 up 2¾, December corn 351.5 up 3, soybeans, August beans up 9¾ at 1053¾, November new crop beans up 9 cents at 1036¾, soybean meal up $1.70 a ton at 357.30, and oil is up 56 at 31.75. Chicago wheat, September 420¼ up 2¼. December wheat 443.5 up a penny. Looking at Kansas City, 438¾ up 2¼ basis to December. And Minneapolis wheat also showing a little bit of an advance up a quarter cent at 504¼. Currently looking at the crude market at 43.88 down 77, and the dollar market is just a little bit higher, offering just a little bit of a headwind for the commodities in general. Weather will be the major feature as the trade awaits the magnitude and duration of this impending heat wave. Volume and open interest figures from this morning showed the corn open interest yesterday up over 11,000 contracts, probably indicating that funds have turned more willing sellers. Agronomically, a lot of this crop is already made. Soybean open interest yesterday was up about 1,000 contracts, and option open interest was down about 7,600. Observations here point to the additional moves for the funds to liquidate their sizable long position in the Soyplex. Wheat open interest was up about 7,000 contracts yesterday as we challenged the contract lows. We're in the window of possibility establishing a harvest low, but so far we've been unable to spur significant short covering and even less additional buying. As supply numbers for corn appear to be drifting higher, the market's job becomes stimulating demand. Monday gave us the 15th consecutive week of 1 million metric tons or higher corn exports, which is pretty respectable. Livestock feed demand is also notable and should continue to improve through the end of the year. Interesting to note that the last USDA supply and demand report, 2017 pork production is expected to decline. Maybe lower feed market costs will stave off that decision. FYI, poultry and beef numbers were generally static for 2017. Ethanol numbers and other EIA numbers are due out later on this morning. They may offer the market additional guidance. Thanks, Brian. We hope everybody has a great day.
Thank you, Bill. This is Illinois Public Media, WIOL AM 580 and WIOL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.